Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
I don't know what he's up to, but Michael Flatley is about to come on to Gift Grub this morning, and maybe he's always coming up with great ideas and new talents that he can, you know, kind of get the world just saying, "Wow, how many talents does this guy have?" Or maybe he just wants to, shoot the breeze. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But Michael, you're always welcome here. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. How are you getting on? Are you well?
Safdie, Ian, I'm grand, thanks. Did you get the old piece of music I sent in to you?
Oh, there, is it a dance you're going to do or something like that?
No, it's not.
I can't really see
you. My dancing days are over.
Yeah. Are you?
Well,
I got the
for
music.
The moment, anyway.
I have the music here. I'll play it, will I?
Yeah.
Oh. Ah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's real Flatley, yeah.
Yeah. Jesus, I composed it yesterday in myself. Oh. And I got Bill Whelan to dicky it up for me last night.
All right.
Down in Limerick.
Okay, I'd have to clear the music now if I'm going to be playing that regularly now, you know.
Bill is already sorted, don't worry.
Right.
This is lovely, it's a masterpiece.
It is, yeah. So what's this all about then, Michael?
Well, be Jesus, Ian, I was down in the town of Ennis yesterday. Jammed in with 20,000 other Irish lads and lassies. Their freckled Irish heads baking under the Irish sun. Watching two tribes of warriors from Limerick and Clare going at each other with hurlies.
Ah, you were at the hurling, the Munster Championship, yeah?
I was, begabs. To me, it was beautiful, Eno. It was beautiful. It was like a dance of brutality with sticks and balls. I called it Slither Dance.
Slither Dance.
30 bulls leaping around a field. Blood pumping through me Irish veins. Me heart pounding. I was nearly of a mind to take out me flute there and then and give them an old tune. Be Jesus, I thought the Clare men had them in. The gobs didn't. Limerick come back at them like pie balls in heat defending their turf. Aaron Gillan, pucking 2-5, didn't he, be gobs? Did you know that Aaron Gillan's great-great-granddaddy played with the Tinker Flatley in a two-man full forward line back in the day, you know? Lethal they were, lethal. The Tinker Gillan even had the same eyebrows, like two big, dirty, hairy black caterpillars wandering around his Irish eyes. Wild Irish eyes.
Brilliant. And did you watch how there was a deal with Waterford and Cork? That was a bit of a thriller, wasn't it?
I didn't watch it, Ian. Didn't me arse. €12 for GAA. Go. You think I made a money because?
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.